And Lisa, it's a Monday in June, which means we've been waiting to hear from the Supreme Court as their session ends. And as has become their habit, no big decisions today on, say, same-sex marriage.
A hugely anticipated ruling, as you said, we're still waiting for it. And court watchers say it's likely we may not get a decision in that case until the very end of the month. But if the justices do make a ruling, that will essentially have an effect on legalizing same-sex marriage. It could mark the end of a complicated legal era in which some same-sex couples have had to jump through some bizarre legal hoops to make sure that their families are legally protected. The situation has been most awkward for lesbian couples, where non-biological mothers have had to adopt their own children. Joshua McNichols from Here and Now contributor KUOW in Seattle reports.
Meet Sarah Weigel and Julia Crouch. They're a same-sex couple legally married in the state of Washington, and they have a new baby.
Yeah, this is Maya Rose Weigel. And she was born on November 7th, 2014.
It's like one of our few squeaky things.
And who was the birth mom?
Sarah was.
I was the birth mom, yeah.
How'd you make that decision? Who's going to be the birth mom?
Well, I was excited about it, and Julia was excited to support me.
Sarah and Julia illustrate a legal conundrum. Sarah is the birth mother. Under the laws of Washington State, Julia is also the mother. But if they left the state, Julia's motherhood could face a legal challenge. Like if Sarah died and the baby's biological grandparents came in and claimed custody of the child. Or if the couple split up and Sarah didn't want Julia to ever see the child again. And so, just to make things crystal clear, the couple's lawyer advised Julia to adopt her own child. Here's Julia.
We probably could have been okay without going forward with the adoption, especially if we didn't plan to travel outside of Washington State much, but we do plan to travel outside the state, and so it just seemed like the responsible thing to do.
As a family law attorney in Seattle, Barbara Wexler has shepherded hundreds of same-sex clients through second parent adoption hearings. She started doing it way back in the 1980s. It wasn't always easy.
There was one commissioner that refused.
Refused to approve the adoption.
What was her reasoning?
It was a personal, political, maybe it was religious, but they didn't believe in gay and lesbian adoptions.
In the 1990s, King County, that's the county around Seattle, got pretty good at the process. They developed a standardized procedure. But Wexler wanted someone, a judge, to give these same-sex couples seeking adoption more than an administrative hearing. So she asked a newly appointed King County Superior Court judge named Mary Yu to preside over her adoption hearings. Judge Yu turned them into a sort of ceremony. She offered each guest present the chance to say something to the couple. Here's Judge Yu.
Sometimes it was an opportunity to express love that they hadn't expressed before, but a chance to simply say, we love you and we love the fact that you've constructed this family.
Barbara Wexler remembers the effect Judge Yu had on the courtroom full of families.
She often looks at grandparents and tells them, I know this journey may not be easy or simple for many of you, but you being here is a lesson of how we all need to learn to love who our children love, and that isn't always easy.
Judge Mary Yu was appointed justice to the Washington State Supreme Court in 2014, but she continues to preside over same-sex adoptions, well over 1,000 of them, and counting.
I remember almost every single hearing. To have a judge formally in a courtroom say, we recognize your family, would bring people to tears. This is the power of the rule of law. This is the power of recognition.
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalizes same-sex marriages across 50 states could make second-parent adoptions less important. Over time, they could disappear. But some legal experts think that's too optimistic. Jamie Hewling DeLay is with the National Center on Lesbian Rights.
There's still a lot more work to be done to make sure that all families can be protected in all states.
DeLay says her organization will continue to recommend second-parent adoptions no matter how the Supreme Court rules on same-sex marriage this month. She doesn't want same-sex couples to confuse victory at the Supreme Court with an end to all their troubles. But Washington State's Justice Yu says it's time for her to let second-parent adoptions go.
The shift in law does relieve me of a sense of responsibility. My last one is at the end of July, I believe.
So that'll be after the Supreme Court decision.
It will. We might have a big party in that courtroom.
But the end of the Judge Yu era will be bittersweet for many same-sex couples. When Julia Crouch and Sarah Weigel have their second kid, they may not have the same sort of adoption ceremony they had with their first child.
In a way, I feel lucky that the timing worked out so that we got to experience doing a second parent adoption with her, kind of one of the last families who got to do that. And we'll just have to keep adjusting our celebrations as society moves forward.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on same-sex marriages in the next few weeks. For Here and Now, I'm Joshua McNichols in Seattle.